Finally. Free. Free to unleash my wrath upon the world. The poem of suffering will begin now, and it will be ceaseless until no tongue yet moves in this province. If you thought you would be spared my wrath by releasing me, then you did not heed the warnings inscribed on this cave. No hand has carved them. In my rage they echoed outward, manifestations of my thirst for blood. And they should have been warning enough to set your trembling feet to flight. Step into the light of my flaming blade and see your demise reflected there. Oh. Oh, my. You're just so... cute. I've never seen anything like you on the battlefield. I did not know they came this small. Human, step nearer. I will sheathe and hang my blade upon the rack. Your eyes, so wide. Your frame, so tender, so frail. Oh, my. Such a sweet sight before me. I did not think the flame in my heart could bank so easily or so early. Here, I will sit by the fire. Let us warm up. The mountains can be drafty, and if I will not be warmed by the flaming ruins of huts, then a fire in my own stone hearth will be enough. They sealed me away in my own home, you know. My bedchamber, my huge wood-fired soaking bath, the skull trophies of my enemies, all hang through there in that dark corridor. I asked before, but not so gently. Tell me, cute little morsel, did you free me? You say you broke a stone? That stone once was paper, and it hardened from a sealing scroll into a crest, which you then broke with your intent to see me. Intent was enough, your touch enough to transmit it. Fools thought the legend was enough to warn you away. You still wanted to come see me. Sweet of you. You wanted to see a real Oni up close. I did not know it, turned to stone as I was. But I wanted to see a real cutie like you up close. So we are evenly matched. Hmm? Oh, I'm fine. You know, being stuck in that statue for 1,000 years has left me lonely, stiff and hungry. I can hunt a deer or an unwary warrior later. Oh, you asked who I am, rather than how I am. Yang of the Blue Flame. Incarnation of wrathful warfare. Demonic general, equaled by one, exceeded by none. Huh? You're asking how I got sealed. Well, halfway between here and my sister's house, on the ruins of a vast battlefield, we... You have to understand, the sake bottle is a battlefield all its own, and neither of us backs away from a fight. So, drunk and snuggled beside the fire, the two of us were approached by the dishonorable remnants of our enemy's forces. They could not kill us, and so we were turned to stone, and then placed back in our respective caves. Lesson learned. I was going to blaze my way over there, free my sister right away. But she can wait, because something caught my eye. And now that something is asking too many questions and answering none, who are you? Doesn't fit. Not a great name. Cutie Works. I'll think of these names and more, but you're just too cute to call by any other name. Now come here. Don't worry, I won't squeeze you too hard. What? Don't like being called cute? You should be appreciative. I know you were staring at my breasts, and now you're sandwiched between them. And it is on the back of that cuteness that you remain safe. Or do you fear harm from my enthusiasm? Am I being too forceful? I understand. Being mocked for your musculature, your desire to adopt a more active role despite your natural attractiveness and simply adorable appearance. Humans can be so cruel. Well, it is who you are. Let us acknowledge that. I can refrain from calling you as I see you, if you're self-conscious about being called cute. But, coming to this cave, what else would you expect to find than someone who speaks honestly, bluntly? Subterfuge is a weapon of warfare, but this is not a war. This is what comes after. Feel how big my hand is. I can cover, massage your entire back. And you fit so nicely there, against my chest. If you'd like to learn to carry yourself with more confidence, to blend feminine qualities, seductive beauty, and the strength of war, as I do, then I can aid you. Ah, I see. So you sought my legend, even when the shrine keepers warned you away, told you tales to chill the blood, because you thought confidence, strength, could be found here? You guessed, or perhaps knew, that I am feminine as well as strong. And so my insight might be of use. Though I think they may have left my sex out of the tales, for I was a respected warrior long before I was thought of as a woman. I made time for that after. And so I am delighted that I can teach you precisely what you want, what you need to know. Clearly you already observe my strength. Your eyes have not departed from my abdomen, my arms, for more than a moment, save to see my chest. You may touch. I had taken off my robes, for they were tattered after battle, and so nude I turned to stone, and nude I am in your embrace. Or you in mine. Are you wet already? I am. The best way to teach you might be for each of us to delight in the other's body. Would you have me? For I would have you. And not out of gratitude. I am overwhelmed with delight to see you. Diminutive, and yet resolute, strong. You came seeking help where you were told only death awaits. And though I question your foolishness, I am fortunate enough to get to see your precious squirming, your response to my body, and it flatters and warms me so much. Cease your grumbling. I cannot teach you to be any tougher without breaking you. but I can give you the confidence of one who has experience, who has seen the world, at least the part of it here. I will aid you in blending your femininity and your musculature, your confident, battle-hardened desire, pursuit of power. Touch me freely, as much of me as you can reach. Inspect my muscles, as I know you have an appreciation for them. You, who braved death, will now live a little. And we will see if you survive the pleasures, rather than the pains, of my unshackling. If you are being bullied, mocked, driven out, if your beautiful form is underappreciated, your cute, scoopable, huggable form, which I will shortly pin and show you the joys and beauties of, if they do not appreciate you, then the solution is to light a spark. Of desire, certainly, I can feel how you want me. And feel here. Place your hand between my legs. I am dripping with my own lust. We are both dripping and drooling together. We are going to fuck, and I want you to disregard everything outside of the cave, for the spark is also the spark of your own appreciation for yourself. Who among your detractors, who among those who said your wide-eyed, adorable face was anything other than providence, who among those who mocked you for taking care of your body and refining your soul, would be fortunate enough to fuck me? Quite the reaction. Not so halting now, are you? Confidence, desire. You can keep rubbing. I will even move against your hand, though I must restrain my strength. It has been too long sealed in the stone. When I saw you rub your chest, when I saw the glint of moisture between your legs, too much for me to resist. If you can hold on to your will and walk out of here as anything other than a submissive thrall, a pet, or servant, then you will have proven mental fortitude indeed, and I will aid you in the refinement of your body. I won't demand your service. I will just admit my desire. I was not aware of the long passage of time, but it seems my body was. So flustered. Tell me, is it your first time? Or only your first time with a woman? Or your first time with someone this much larger and stronger? All of the above? Ah, thought so. Nothing wrong with that. Surprising, though. You should have sought someone with my particular taste sooner. Someone with a little strength, refinement of their body, like you, is exactly what a lot of girls are looking for, even the humans. You're already wet. Let me touch you a moment. You can touch me, too, just here. See that I am equally soaked. Lucky me. I get to break you in. Or maybe just break you. You know, most of us are dangerous. Yokai, the demon folk, the darker ancient forces of this land. But I do know quite a few that can't bring themselves to hurt someone cute and willing who stumbles into their lair, especially if they see a superior human specimen like yourself. Few can resist the frank and fearless promise of a good hard fuck with someone who can survive the experience. Something to keep in mind. Oh, I've been trying to calm down. I can't wait any longer, so you're going to have to get up the nerve. I'd have been able to resist, stick to the plan, if you weren't so... nice and firm. Even your breasts feel firm and supple in my hand. Surprised we've talked this long. I suppose I was distracted when I heard you've been the subject of ridicule, just for conforming so completely to my preferences. Strong, refined, capable. I wouldn't want any harm coming to my tough new human friend who so sweetly released me from my prison. So, if you have trouble again, come up with an offering, and I'll talk to anyone you're having trouble with, or just help you to apply adornment and enhance your femininity, for there is beauty in war, and I know much of it. The sight of the two of us together on a battlefield might be quite something, you know. Here, we've done all the talking we need to do. Or at least you have. Fasten your mouth here on my nipple. You can fit your mouth around it, right? Oh, doesn't matter. Your breath and your little tongue on me. I'm going to need some help now that I am unsealed. So, instead of my usual arrangement, instead of a vassal, a servant, a pet, be my lover, then. I know you can feel our compatibility. If you do encounter others like me, of course, play freely. But you might not be able to go back to humans. No human woman will have breasts like this, muscles like these, a body like mine. Will move her fingers so dexterously, so perfectly over your button, your slit, slip within. Can you imagine what it is like to lay with a legend? I assure you that lovemaking is just one more physical art in which I hold mastery, and my tongue is more nimble than any human lover's. And no one else will cherish your taste, the clench of your thighs, your firm pressure against my chest as I push you between my breasts. My counsel on enhancing your feminine wiles. Oh, do not judge me too harshly, for I am unadorned and recently weary. You will see my beauty enhanced and displayed soon enough. Traded for your advice in adapting to a new era. Throw your banner in with me, and I will show you delights. And that's fair. Detach yourself from my tit and give me an answer. Right choice. Get your mouth back on there while I figure out where we're gonna do this. here. They hung my clothes up, and their enchantment has preserved them. Here's my cape. More than good enough for us to lay down on. Lay down. I'll handle everything, my gorgeous sculpted specimen. Just lay back. You're going to have a hard enough time thinking in a minute, let alone moving. I'll handle it. And I'll handle these clothes. I can so easily straddle you, yet the strength radiates. These firm lines, this corded muscle beneath your exterior. See my raven locks, see my mane, framing my entire body. My hair is still quite soft, considering it was stone for so long. We will have to wash and treat yours gently, to enhance it. You do crave that feminine edge to your already beautiful musculature, no? Watch this. With me above you, surely you can get a good look. See how my huge tits bounce so freely, sit so firm when I cup one arm underneath them and raise them. The glare in your eyes. Stare into mine. These amber pools are for you only. Before, with my shadow over you, well, the lighting might have hidden me before, but the angle is much better from atop you, for you and for I. No other has my flawless crimson skin. Relish it. Touch me. Touch my thighs. Reach out to my legs. I know you'd like to be reunited with my tits. But to see your body yearn is to observe a work of art. And so forgive me for your wait. I yearn to taste you. Look at the length of my tongue, as mentioned before. So now, let me slide down to taste you, relish the feeling of your thighs around my face, and you can hold on to my horns. Here, I will keep your legs spread, feeling, touching the muscles in your thighs. I am so aroused, but I want to be wanton, to be lost in my own soaked thoughts when you first taste me, to engrave the feelings of a new era on my body only when I am at the ragged edge. So please, endure my tasting of you for some time. How was that? Do you need more? First time, Oh, your first kiss of any kind. Well, another pair of lips will be blessed with mine, but, oh, you taste too good, and I cannot keep up the facade that I am thinking of anything but going back down. Here, I will turn my body and position my own sex for you to taste. Get used to my nectar. Become enamored of my body, as I already am with yours. Taste me. Push your tongue inside. Spread my slit. Use your fingers. You need not be gentle, and I suppose neither need I. I will taste you. I need to make this body experience every movement of these defined muscles, every twitch of this beautiful flesh. May I slip a finger inside? Oh, you've got strong muscles down here, too. You must use this part for pleasure quite a lot. In and out. I got a glimpse before, but I can't wait. This must be such a sweet treat. My tongue returns, so steady yourself. Oh, you're shaking. It's dripping. I can't stop myself. It just works for me. You're just what I would dream of if I had dreamt in my long frozen times. My mouth hot, wet. My tongue is as precise as any other part of me. And it is for you. Let me taste you, beginning with these few escaping drops. And then more. Push inside. Bury my face. Mark myself with your juices on my cheeks. And bring my lips to suck at your clit, and I will show no mercy. For I know you can take it. Even your moans are echoing down to my core. Sexy, sweet, your every response reverberates in me. I feel sympathy, an echo of all that you feel. I like it. Moan for me. Squeeze. Clamp down on my tongue. Close your thighs. Let me feel you strong against me. Be free. Be unrestrained. Give in. Show me what you really think of my tongue. Just as I show you what I really think of this dripping, needy hole and this proudly upstanding clit I long to suck, taste, tend to provoke. You're getting closer. I can tell. Your abdominal muscles squeezing. Your pussy so juicy and slick for me. Now, for my finishing blow. Drop my hips and grind my pussy on your face. You like that? Taste me. Lick me. Shove your tongue inside. Lose yourself in my body. Worship my curves. Inhale me, slurp me up. Come while you're buried between my thighs. Come for me. You're getting close. I'm going to clamp down. When you buck, shudder, spasm, and release. I won't stop sucking your clit except to scoop up your pussy juices and lick them, too. You are warned. Brace, prepare, and never stop licking me. Push your face against my slit in your... Oh, need to get your tongue deeper. Do what your body tells you. A body like this is bound to want to follow a body like mine. Come for me, so I can watch your lips clamp down. I'll keep a finger inside to give you something to squeeze on. So wet, so hot. Your juices are thick with need. Did I turn you on that much? Oh, you're still licking. I told myself I'd be able to hold back, be able to keep from surrendering completely to lust. As it was, after all, our first coupling. I convinced myself, because I thought I knew you would be exhausted after one soaked climax. But this is still ready to go. Your clit stands so proud. Your muscles are... I never admit defeat, but I will consent to a draw. To draw out every twitch and scream of delight. To add echoes of joy to this cave once more. The more I watch your juices drip down, the more I need to taste them once more. I am going to tongue fuck you now. I am going to slide my tongue inside, finger you, flick your clit over and over. And I will not stop until one of us begs for mercy or passes out. Perfection before my very eyes. May have been 1,000 years since my last fuck. But my body remembers the art. Feel that? The front wall? That's behind your clit. That spot feels especially good. One curved finger is enough to make this little come-hither motion on it. And the same spot feels very good on me. Shit. You're a quick study. Feel my tits pressing here on your abdomen. Pushing you under them. You can bury your face in them tonight. Oh, yes. You're staying. Now, I must taste you again. And you, me. I will ride your tongue, posting my hips up and down. Feel me on you. The slap of my smooth red skin against you. My wet, soaking, tight pussy squeezing so tight on your tongue. My thighs all around, raising my hips up and down so you have to yearn to taste me. Have to experience the brief moment of my slit's absence. And no taste of my juices. We fit perfectly together. Twined muscle and dedicated pussy lapping orgasmically escaping intent. This is what we both have needed. This is what you want. It really has been too long. Yeah, gonna ride your tongue. Tongue fuck you until you pass out on the pleasure. I'll try to keep every perfected inch of you intact. But no promises, though I doubt you need them. You are tough. You can take a blow or two. Squirm under my power. Relish the touch of my body. Feel my tits and dream of them covering your face later. Letting you out of my cleavage, only to kiss me. That is your fate. When I can pull myself away. On and off. Soon. Here. I'm so close. If I come, you have to come. You have to give in and climax. I can tell by your breathing. You're coming soon. Every breath, every moan, I'm taking it all in. Suck on my clit, finger my pussy, breathe me in. My juice is coating you. Your passage is constricting on my fingers. You're close. I'm close. I'll reach down and rub your clit. Push my tongue over the slit. Gonna come. Gonna come. And you have to come, too. Wet. Hot. Sticky inside. Oh, I want you. Oh. To come. To squeeze on. My tongue. Coming. Coming. Come with me. Every drop. Every bit. Let me taste you. My head feels so fucking empty. Fuck. Fuck. Sorry about squeezing my thighs so hard. Hard to hold on. Haven't came like that in, well, centuries. So, that was the best you've had so far, and the only. I bet we'll be able to top it next time. Congratulations. Wanna go again? I can tell you're growing more confident. I can see it in your eyes through the blush. And it's okay if you want to wash up. Give yourself a little tender care before we continue. But try to keep nice and soaked for me. Edge now and then. I know I'm going to see you standing in my kitchen or next to my bed, and I am going to need to push you face down and bury my face in your pussy, your ass from behind, squeeze your muscled legs and buttocks, and lick you until you collapse. So look forward to that. And I won't take the oversensitivity of that clit as an excuse. Oh. You're still twitching. Oh. Me too. But I think I can move now. Here. Turn and lay on my chest. Head between my tits. Gotta keep my promise. I haven't felt this relaxed in so long. I mean, I wasn't aware of the time in the seal. Not really. But it's nice to have company right away. It's a long walk to my sister's place. So breathe deep, my perfect specimen. Memorize my heat and... feel how even with your strength, pushing against my hug is futile. You'd have to ask to get out. I won't even notice you twitching or pushing on my arms. Too strong. Yeah, I can get a lot tighter if I squeeze on purpose. You're lucky it was only pleasure you felt, right? Here, I'll rub your back, hold you close. Feel the warmth of my tips, the squeezing around you. We can draw a bath, clean up, and I'll put a disguise on after this. Easy enough to fool a human with illusion magic. They never really look closely. Then, we can go out, and you can show me how things have changed. Oh, that feels good. You like them? Kiss my tits more. Good. Be more confident. No, I enjoyed myself. I will next time, too. Can't have anyone finding out I'm awake. I'll put a fake statue in my place. And you, my new lover, will show me around after we fuck again. Which will come after the bath. Missed a hot soaking bath almost as much as I missed companionship. I'm back. I'm free. No one's going to know what's coming for them. Except for you.